Time for our pre-show today, which is, when is this? This is Wednesday? Yeah. Okay, so today's Wednesday, and what we have on our pre-show today, what we have on our show today is going to be Pete Bone. We haven't done Pete in at least a week. We like to get a week in, you know, we like to get Pete in at least once a week. And just so you know, my beard being gone and the fact that I still have this weight to lose, because I did regain some of my weight after that magnificent weight loss in 2012, 2013. Those of you who are with me, you remember I lost 80 fucking pounds, man. 80? Yeah, 80 pounds. Went from 290, and I'd already lost like 16 pounds. I'd been at 306, which was when, if you saw me on New Girl, then, you know, thank you, first of all, for even watching that, because... you know, I was not, I wasn't happy with any of that shit that I did. And I'm not complaining about the show. I think the show's great. And I think everybody on the show's great. Everyone. But I just thought I sucked. And on top of everything else, you know, I was 306 fucking pounds. So, you know, there I am. And I go, I gotta get rid of this motherfucking weight. It was ridiculous. It looked horrible. And I did. And I was at my best, my fittest around the spring of 2013. Now comes 3 years later. I have not gained that weight back at all. I haven't even come close to gaining back. But I did gain back about 40 pounds, 250, 255. And this fucking face, man, without the beard, I just is like, you know, there it is. There's all this, you know, the neck, everything's like, you know, look like shit. So, I'm in the middle of doing that thing, man. You know, when I look at the mirror and, or just look at myself here on the, video cam, on our video cast, on our HD, on our high definition quality thing, there's no doubting, you know, what needs to be done. All right. So on the, show today, we're going to do Pete Bone. I don't think I need to, one of the things I want to do with Pete today is I want to, shove him out of an airplane. No, for some reason, that's a new comedy. That's a new, that sort of a comedy device, or just a place to go to. I really like pushing a guy out of an airplane. To me, that's funny. All that shit's funny. But the Warriors losing in game four last night in Oklahoma City, getting their fucking ass handed to them, really. There's no getting around it. Russell Westbrook. Durant, those guys took over. The Stephen Curry and the rest of those guys on the Warriors blow duck. And I think I'm going to have Pete Bone placed a huge bet on the Warriors, mortgaged his house. And I think Pete now is going to be, even though he's an arch conservative, you know, he wants to shut down he doesn't think any of those betting places should be shut down, like FanDuel. He placed a bet with I placed a bet with Joy Boy. I placed a bet with Thrill Night. Thrill Night is a betting, as you know, I placed a bet with Thrill Night, which is our sponsor. And I believe in private enterprise. I believe in private, what is this fucking thing? IFC? Oh, that's 70's show. Hey, what the fuck? Why has IFC got commercials, man? I was watching Michael Clayton here 2 seconds ago. Now I gotta, oh, there it is there. Of all the channels, IFC, I don't understand it. You drop commercials into the middle of a fucking movie, man. You know, what's the deal? Oh, this is where he's going to strip his clothes off. Tom Wilkinson gets nude. He really cares so much for this farming family that he decides to take his clothes off, and they don't even show it. It's on a fucking, it's a videotape deposition. Oh, now he's flipped over the camera. Todd Wilkinson plays an attorney who represents the big corporation that poisoned this farming family like a Monsanto. But suddenly he decides, I'm representing the wrong side. I'm going to represent your side, the farmer's side. He also has, he's psychotic. He's a schizophrenic. He hears voices and sees things. So now he's stripping his clothes off in the middle of this fucking deposition. He's getting naked. Tilda Swinton is in this movie. I love this movie. I loved this movie. I loved the acting. I loved everything about it, man. I loved everything about it. And now, I gotta get back to my Snapchatting, man. I haven't Snapchatted in a while. I know some of you guys are following me on Snapchat. Let's do a Snapchat here from this morning's thing, okay? And the lamb lies down. And the lamb lies down on Broadway. That's some of the intro music we use here before we go on the air on the Phil Henry Show. And the lamb. That sucked. And the lamb lies down on Broadway. That's a song that we play occasionally here on the Phil Henry Show before we go on the air. Good morning, it's Pete Pepper Sports. Well, the Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. I know I'm wearing a sunflower. Please overlook that. The Golden State Warriors... Good morning, it's Pete Pepper Sports. Well, the Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. I know I'm wearing a sunflower. Please overlook that. Hello, it's Pete Pepper with sports. The Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. Yes, I know I've got a flower head on. Please, please ignore that. The Golden State Warriors had the... Oh, it's Pete Pepper with sports. The Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. Yes, I know I've got a flower head on. Please, please ignore that. The Golden State Warriors had the... Oh, it's Pete Pepper with sports. The Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. Yes, I know I've got a flower head on. Please, please ignore that. The Golden State Warriors had the... On Broadway. What's this? What's that supposed to be? You see, all of these people. My name is Bill. I'm an R5. My name is Bill. I'm a Thedex. I'm a Thedex 61. I'm a robot. I'm a robot. I am a robot. I'm a rababoo-boo. Hey. So your mother... You know, so that's all I care about. It's the only thing I care about. What the fuck is this, Bob? Yes, the Golden State Warriors... Fuck! All right, enough of that fooling around. This is Pete Pepper with sports. Hello, this is Pete Pepper with sports. Well, the Detroit Tigers and all the Nashville Cats. Look what happened to my eyes.
How much time we got? I'm just fucking around here. This is our pre-show.
Isn't this great? So this is what you did, huh?
We did everything.
Isn't this great, huh? My nose is my eyes. What's wrong? I feel great. I've never felt better in my life. Yes, the Warriors were out there on the floor at Oklahoma City's Chesapeake Arena looking like the stumble bums. I know I'm wearing a flower hat. Would you ignore it? The asininity of the Warriors even showing up for this basketball game as the Thunder took them apart. Yes, the Thunder could do no wrong. I got I got it that I'm wearing rabbit ears. What do you want, all right? I ran afoul of some ghoul, some witch. This is Pete Pepper with sports. You can see I have rabbit ears. I ran afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the TV station in the Hollow. But... Pete Pepper here with sports. I did run afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the TV station in the crick, just in the crook of a tree. Pete Pepper here with sports. I did run afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the Enchanted Forest television station, so she turned me into a rabbit. I hate her guts. The Warriors lost. Pepper here with sports. I did run afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the Enchanted Forest television station, so she turned me into a rabbit. I hate her guts. The Warriors lost. Pepper here with sports. I did run afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the... Pete Pepper with sports. I did run afoul of a witch in the lane on my way over here to the Enchanted Forest television station. I hate her living guts. Please ignore the rabbit ears. Again, please ignore the rabbit ears. Pepper with sports. I did run... This is what happens when you trust Dave Busby for city council. I grew rabbit ears and the buck teeth. I'll never vote for a Republican again. This is what happens when you trust Dave Busby for city council. I grow rabbit ears and the buck teeth. I'll never vote for a Republican again. This is what happens when you trust Dave Busby for... Hello, Chick Gleason here for City Council. Dave Busby promised you that you wouldn't have buck teeth and rabbit ears, and yet here we are, 4 years later, we look like this. Don't vote for him. Hello, Chick Gleason here for City Council. Dave Busby promised you that you wouldn't have buck teeth and rabbit ears, and yet here we are, 4 years later, we look like this. Don't vote for him. Dave Busby promised you. Rick Renteria, Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I noticed that I looked like this. Why? I'll tell you why. Drugs. Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I noticed that I looked like this. Why? I'll tell you why. Drugs. Rick Renteria, Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I took a look in the side mirror and I realized I looked like this. Why is that? Cocaine. It's as simple as that. It must be. Rick Renteria, Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I took a look in the side mirror, and I realized I looked like this. Like this. Like an alley cat. Why? I snort coke. Rick Renteria, Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I took a look in the side mirror, and I realized I looked like this. Like this. Like an alley cat. Why? I snort coke. Rick Renteria, Channel 16 News. As I got out of my car today, I took a look in the side mirror. None of your fucking business. Irv Septien did this to me. By voting for Irv Septien, I now look like a mangy alley cat, some flea-ridden... I'll never get hired for a job. Irv Septien did this to me. Irv Septien did this to me. I voted for him, and now look at me. I look like a mangy, flea-bitten, flea-ridden alley cat. I'll never get the job that I so deliciously need. Irv Septien did this to me. I voted for him, and now look at me. I look like a mangy, flea-bitten, flea-ridden alley cat. I'll never get the job that I so deliciously need. Irv Septien did this to me. I voted for him, and now look at me. I look like... All right, man. We can't fuck with this forever! On Broadway. Thrill night.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to see that this has happened to you, but what do you want from me?
What I want from you, what do I want from you? I'll tell you what I want from you in just a moment.
Yeah, you want me to,
I wanted to ask you, Phil, Pete.
Pete Bone will not be denied. That's the name of the show. That's it. Battle Hymn of the Republic. Okay, we're going to get this going, man. This is going to be great.
But
testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Very good. So I see that we have a little processing, a little limiting on. Okay, then we go to our phone. Of course, we do have a gate on for our phone. And who do we have on the line? Now, this is this is Gary Busby over there at Thrill Night. Gary, you understand what's at stake here.
I heard. Well, no, I don't. I think that it's very clear. Shit.
All right, man. Be that way. That looks like Jim Gaffigan. What kind of a commercial is this? This is an all-new Chrysler Pacifica. It looked like Jim Gaffigan doing a commercial. God, he's doing great, Jim Gaffigan. Everybody's doing great. Bill Burr's doing great. Jim Gaffigan's doing great. Me? No, it's fine. Hey, I got an animated series. It's great. Second season, man, and it's doing very well. So, you know, life is a beautiful thing, man. And I heard that Mo Collins got a series, got a pilot? Well, I don't know. But Mo did get, one of her shows got picked up, which is great. I want a man like, oh, fuck, that reminds me. I got another fucking audition I got to do. I'll get the audition knocked out. Fuck! I got to get it in by 10. Goddamn motherfucker. Shit.
Jay Wabash reporting. Homosexuals continue to go to the bathroom directly next to me.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Carl. I don't want to give my real name, and there are reasons for that. But I'll show you in a moment. We have a strawberry patch we're going to raid.
Oh, it's Pete Pepper with sports. The Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. Yes, I know I've got a flower head on. Please, please ignore that. The Golden State Warriors had the... Oh, Chick Gleason here for City Council. Dave Busby promised you that you wouldn't have buck teeth and rabbit ears, and yet here we are 4 years later, we look like this. Don't vote for him. Irv Septien did this to me, I voted for him, and now look at me. I look like a mangy, flea-bitten, flea-ridden alley cat. I'll never get the job that I so deliciously need.
What the fuck? All right, Alex, I got an audition that I have to get in. It's all good. Let's see how. Why doesn't it say attachment? Let's see. Broadway. Alex, I have an audition. Fuck, man. Every time I hear that sound, it's... That must be my phone. Yeah. Wi-Fi has been increasingly shit. Really increasingly shit. The guy that really gets the Wi-Fi together around this motherfucking world is going to be a multi-billionaire. Because it's dog shit. It's really dog shit. I have to send it. Oh, okay, it's sent. Good. How much money do these motherfuckers make? Like this is a Boomer and Carton. Boomer probably makes a ton. This guy Carton, how much dough does he make? I don't know. I'm just talking about salary, you know. I'm sure there's other shit that he's got going on. I understand that. But just the salary that he gets from CBS Radio. I'll tell you something right now. When I hear it, ain't shit. I mean, not him. I'm not saying him specifically, but just the bread and radio is dog shit. All right, man. All right, man. On Broadway. Okay. Let me see. What am I doing here? Oh, fuck. I wanted to do a Never mind. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, all right, man. I get it. Dave Septien joins us. Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Dave,
No. You said you would pay, that you'd spend the money. My brothers and I started Thrill Night.
Thrill Night. I love that. All right. Well, they finally cleaned up the Trivago guy or whatever his name. Yeah, Trivago. They gave him, like, nope, he's got a face that still needs a shave. Testing 1, 2. Nope, still needs a shave. Hi, it's Phil Henry. All the voices and characters and different, you know, living beings that you hear on the show today are all performed by me. From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's time for Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied, a weekly presentation of Boxby Broadcasting. And now, here he is. The man who's got your back, a bone at your back, and a bone to pick with the powers that be in Washington. Be Bone. Larry, thank you very much, and a very, very pleasant good day to all of you. Welcome to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. We've rebranded the show. Randy Bremmer is with us. As always, our faithful sidekick here. And we've got some things to discuss on the home front. And when I say on the home front, I am literally talking about the home front. No one, and I mean no one, is more on the side of the little guy, the little businessman. And when we talk about the little guy, who's the little guy? I think we all know. First of all, why is there a cat in the studio meowing?
I have no idea.
There's a cat.
Come here.
There's a cat here meowing. You see this? Yeah. Why is it here?
What are you doing here?
Okay, we're going to have to start the show all over again.
What are you doing?
Wait a minute. Look at her. What's wrong, babe?
What's wrong, baby?
That's my girl. There she is, my little thunder girl.
Honey, why was you meowing at me? There's food, and you can go and play with... All right, I'll let you down.
That's a good girl. Honey, you can go play with... Go play with your boy there, Poncho, okay? And I will be upstairs soon. Okay, sweet? Good girl. Good girl. That's my good girl. She hangs around waiting for me because, you know, I'm her buddy. And she's wondering, well, what's happening? Because it's early in the morning. Let's start this all over again. Even though it was very good.